Hi, excuse me. Hi, are you clothed in there? Oh, you are? Then can I come in? Your mother sent me up when she let me in. She said you had to run and pick up your sister or something. Thanks for letting me in. Hi, I guess you're wondering why I came to see you. Well, there's all kinds of graduation parties going on today. I should probably be at one of them. Most probably the one for my boyfriend. I know he's expecting me. But what he doesn't know is that I've kind of changed my mind. Oh, about a lot of things, really. About being his girlfriend. Well, it made sense for the two of us to date. He was the captain of the football team and I was the head cheerleader. It's apparently a tradition. And I did want the full experience of your land. Well, I guess I don't need to remind you that I'm an exchange student. The ways of the world you live in are so incredibly exciting to me, and I wanted to experience them all. And I did. I became head cheerleader. I was homecoming queen. I had my prom. But now that I've graduated, it's time to go home. Yes, it's very far away. Or very close, depending on how you look at it. I've been purposely vague about where I come from. That's because that made it easier not to get caught in any lies. Yeah, I've heard rumors that I come from Europe, or Asia, or so many other places. Anywhere but here, really. Well, here, and where I really am from. I'm not supposed to tell anyone. I never even told my boyfriend or my host family, but I can't help myself. I really want to tell someone now that I'm about to go, and I realized that there was really just one person I wanted to tell. Yes, you. Are you so surprised? We are friends. I know, maybe we aren't in the same social circles. You aren't an athlete, but you are smart. You've been the tutor assigned to me since I first came here and needed help with your strange history and even stranger science. I thought I was prepared when I came here by knowing your language and how to dress and act more or less appropriately, but you really helped me fill in the blanks. And you helped me pass the test for your bizarre science classes I would have otherwise failed, for sure. You showed me how the stars in your sky are so different from mine. You taught me about the poets and other artists of your culture. You even prepared me for the strange rules of your country. When I became so popular, I guess I talked to you less, except for the tutoring sessions every week. I know we no longer met just to be together or to talk. I was so wrapped up in having all these experiences that I forgot about the one who did so much for me. Or at least I thought I did. And then today came, the day I have to leave. And that's when I realized that the cheerleading and the parties and all the other social things, they weren't going to be the things I missed when I left. It was going to be you. And I'd let myself get distracted by all these things that just didn't really matter. It wasn't fair to you or to me. So I had to make things right before I left. And that meant meeting with you. And also telling you the truth. The truth about who I am and where I'm from. You see, I'm not from your world at all. I come from one not too far away, if you know which way to look. No one here knows how to see it, but many on my world know how to scry into your world, and even to travel to it. It's just a step or two away. I'm not even technically human, although I'm not unknown to your world. You would know my people by many names. Maybe it's memories of a time when your people could see our world. I guess that's the easiest way to explain your stories about elves. Yes, elves. What do you mean? I almost got you. Your saying still confuses me even after all this time here. Do you think I'm joking with you? Oh, well, maybe this is not unexpected. Your world is so rigid in its thinking, despite its stories and movies. And I do look human enough, I guess. Maybe taller than most of your girls, and slender of limb. Although not all my people are like that. More beautiful than most, and graceful, and athletic. I have an exotic look, but I could explain that by being vague from where I was from and my ethnicity. I even hid my ears. Physically at first under my long hair or under hats, but then I figured out which magics worked and didn't work in your world, and I was able to fashion an illusion spell that worked here. Then I could hide less and do things like try out for cheerleading team. And with this body and face and my athleticism, it was easy to do. And then the popularity followed. Here. I didn't renew the spell this morning. I knew I wouldn't need it. If I pull my hair back like this, you can see them. Those aren't makeup or some kind of costume. Go ahead. Touch them. But be careful, they're very sensitive. Oh, sorry. That just kind of slipped out. I did warn you, they are very sensitive. But you don't have to stop touching them. I want you to be sure that I'm telling you the truth. Go ahead, run your fingers over the points. All over them. Oh, you're the first person to touch them since I came to your world. No, not even my boyfriend. I couldn't risk him touching them, even with the illusion on. And well, you'd probably be surprised at how little we did together. I wasn't the only one with secrets in that relationship. I couldn't trust him with mine, even though he trusted me with his. I won't share it with you, of course, but you might be able to guess at some point. Besides, his hands were too big and too strong. Good for gripping a football, but not a girl's ears or any other part of the female anatomy, be she human or elf. But yours, they're still strong, but gentle too. Since I'm being so truthful with you, there's something else I should tell you. You touching my ears the way you are, that's the equivalent of foreplay among elves. No, definitely don't stop. I didn't tell you to touch them just to prove who I was. I wanted to feel your hands on them. I needed to feel that. I need to feel that level of intimacy between us. But I want more as well. There's another part of me that's extremely sensitive and erogenous, and they have points too. But they aren't hidden by a spell, or even under my hair. They're under this top I'm wearing for my cheerleader outfit. But I can take that off easily for you, if you're okay with it. I didn't even bother wearing a bra today. Not that I necessarily need one with how firm they are, even though it's expected. But that would have just gotten in the way of your eyes and your hands. Because I want them both on my breast now. Please. They're even more sensitive than my ears. Oh, don't forget the pointy parts on these. Yes. Play with the nipples just like that. Just like you played with my ears. Oh, that feels so good. Here, let me undo your shirt. I really, I really want to see your chest. I know you don't have what I do, but I do want to see your... Oh, yes. Oh, such wonderful hair there. Elven men have none on their chest, just on their heads. I think I thought it would repulse me at first to see chest hair. It's so primitive, so beastly. May I run my fingers through it? Ah, oh, I like the way it feels. It's such a different kind of hair, so masculine. It's like elven men aren't fully grown up, physically at least. And mentally, they're like your old men. They're contradictions. Very boring contradictions once you've been around them your whole life. I'm going to take off your pants now. I hope you won't mind, and that you'll keep playing with my breasts, or that you won't mind me talking. I think it's my way of getting through my nervousness. I think it's your men that draws the women of my world over. Not completely, of course. So many come over to become famous in your world as singers or actresses or athletes. Oh, you know many of them. I must find out how they hide their ears so well. That singer that everyone listens to at school, she is one of us. I can see it in her face and her graceful body. Or there's an actress just as popular, ironically known for a character that uses a bow. I imagine it must hurt her pride to have to dumb down her skill for the movies. Oh, there's so many more. Oh, there. Your pants are off. I guess I can remove this skirt as well. Unless you mind, of course. Elves are not as modest about our bodies as you humans are. That was something that took getting used to when coming to your world. Well, now it's just me in these panties, and you in your boxers. Well, you barely in your boxers. I heard that your men were better endowed than elven men, but I thought it was just a rumor. But if that tenting in your boxers is any indication, well, I'm very, very curious. Do you mind if I... Oh, more of that beautiful fur. Oh, sorry, I mean hair. It's like grass, but surrounding a tall and proud tree trunk. Is that why they refer to it as getting wood? Oh, but it's not as hard as a tree trunk, but it is hard and warm. I can feel your pulse in it, so quick, unlike my heart's, even though it beats faster and faster by the minute. My heart is doing many strange things now, like telling me I should remove these panties for you. Oh, don't worry, I can still do it while stroking that for you. My people don't have the same hair between our legs that yours do. I suppose I look silly to you this way, even though I have heard it's a popular style in your world. But I can assure you, this was never touched by a razor. You don't need to take my word for it. Just touch it. Feel how smooth the skin is. See? Oh, not the faintest hint of hair or stubble. It's not just the elven men who only have hair on their heads. But I could still pass for a human girl even at this point, even if you couldn't see the ears, I mean. Or at least one that had been airbrushed a little. So many of your models actually are women. In some cases, they have to airbrush flaws onto their pictures so no one gets suspicious. Do you like my silky smooth skin? It's okay if you want to move your hand lower. I'm touching you very intimately at this moment, and I would love to have you do the same to me. I'm just a silky smooth there, inside and out. Oh, I'm a little wet there too. I should have warned you. But you're wet too, at the end of your cock. Pre-cum, I think it's called. I'm sorry, but I have to taste it. Oh, I like it. I don't care for many of the foods here. Too processed, as they say. Not natural. But this. This is completely natural. Oh, this might be the first truly natural thing I've had since I've been here. And it's from you, which makes it even better. Do you want a taste of me too? Maybe from your fingertip like I did? Or I've heard on your world people use their mouths directly on their lover's genitalia. So if you really, really wanted to... I was hoping you'd want to. Oh, even though it meant me letting go of your cock. That feels so nice. Oh, to have your broad human tongue touching me so intimately like that. Oh, this is nothing that would happen between two of our people. Our men lack the interest for this. Oh, sex is just reproduction for them. Oh, they would see things like this as dirty or depraved. Oh, which is maybe what causes our women to travel here. Some come for fame or fortune, but others like me... We come just to see your world for a few years and to experience what love is really like before we go home to our arranged marriages. That's why I came here, if you couldn't guess. My people used to swap our babies for yours and then swap them back as adults, but oh, that's so seldom needed these days. Strangers are easier to explain in your world now. For most of us, it's easier just to visit for a few years. Oh, but my time is up. I do get to take a mortal lover once before I have to go. I'm allowed that much. I have too many responsibilities waiting for me back home to stay here as long as the ones who become famous in your world, but this opportunity is more than most ever get. Only the lucky few get to travel to your world and see what it's like to experience something like this and to mate with a mortal man. You will mate with me, won't you? I spent so much time preparing to join with my boyfriend, but in the end, neither of us was interested in it. He had his reasons, and they were good ones, and you. Well, you were my reason. You are the one man, mortal or otherwise, that I want to mate with. Sit on the edge of your bed. I want to sit in your lap, and face you. We can both be sitting up, our torsos like trees, tall and proud. We can be joined that way, both equals, because that's always how you made me feel. Just, okay, hold still, and I can guide us together. My balance and grace served me so well as a cheerleader, but that was a waste. This will be the first good use I've put it to since I've been here. Straddling your lap while you sit on the edge of the bed while I slowly sink onto your cock.
Our faces line up perfectly in this position, so kiss me. Kiss me. Oh, our mouths should be joined as intimately as the rest of us. You taste of, well, me, I guess. My wetness is still all over your mouth, but I can still taste your lips, your tongue, and your mortality. Oh, I'll do the moving for now, until I'm used to you. Just grab onto my bottom with your hands and help support my weight, and I'll slide up and down your cock. But with my upper body still pressed against yours and my nipples tracing lines up and down your chest, making them tingle with pleasure. Oh. Keep holding onto my bottom. Squeeze it in those big human hands of yours. Oh, they're not as big as the quarterbacks, but they're big and strong enough. And he never touched me like you are. He never made love to me. No other mortal man will, but you. Oh, but you. Okay, now I can work on you with my pussy properly and not just move on you. My body has accepted you, welcomed you. Oh, never wants to let you go. Oh, it wants to coax you to give up its pleasure, to share it with me, and to share your vitality with me, and fill me with it. Oh, it's okay to come in me. Yeah, I want you to do it. Oh. No, it's okay. Our two species can interbreed, but it happens very rarely, so if it happens, it was meant to be. My race could use the diversity your offspring would bring. Oh, I want your essence inside of me, filling me, warming me. It's a piece of you I can take back to my world. Oh, yes, just a little longer. Oh, my people are far more attuned to nature than yours are. I understand your body and its rhythms much better than you do. Even better than you ever will. Oh, our rhythms, eternal and out, are now almost matched. And when they do, yes, that's it. Yes. Oh, you feel so amazing. Oh, I've never felt anything this good. Oh, I probably never will again. Oh, you just want to enjoy this for as long as... Oh, yes, you're getting... Oh, you're gonna... Oh, yes, I'm on the edge. I'm gonna... Yes. Oh, yes. Give me your pleasure. Fill me. Oh, I feel you filling me up. Oh, yes. Oh, your essence is filling up inside me. Oh, yes. Oh. is what I will remember most about my visit to your world. Not its cities, or its different foods or cultures, not even high school, or being a cheerleader and homecoming queen. I'll remember you and when we made love. I'll remember it for as long as I live. Even after you and your children and your children's children have all turned to dust. I'm immortal. So these memories will last forever. But just so I have something physical, I'll just take a lock of your fur from near the trunk. See? I did it so fast you didn't even notice. I must go now. No, don't worry about these clothes. They are of your world, not mine. I need to leave them behind. They can be your trophies if you wish. Something to remember me by when I'm gone. My people won't mind that I'm naked, and yours, well, yours won't see. I told you my world was only a step or two away from yours. One step in the right direction, and I'm already between our worlds. Already, I fade from your vision. One more step and I would be back home entirely. I'm already most of the way there, with just my foot holding the way open. I wish I could bring you with me, my dear friend, and even dearer lover, but it's not allowed for me to do that. However, if you hurried and found the portal still open by my slow-moving foot, and decided to leave your world behind for me, well, that would be another story.